Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me. And let's just begin in prayer. Let's thank the Lord for His goodness, His faithfulness to us today. Lord, we do thank You for Your goodness. We praise You, Lord, for Your love for us. We thank You, Lord, that when we're faithless, You're faithful. And Lord, that You will never let us go. We thank You that Jesus said that no man could pluck us out of Your hand, and that Jesus had not lost one whom the Father had given Him. So, Father, thank You, Lord, for the assurance of Your faithfulness in our lives. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that You'll be with us in a special way. Holy Spirit, come and abide with us during this brief time we share together today. And, Lord, as hearts are open to You, as spirits are sensitive to the speaking of the Spirit of the Lord, Father, let every need in their heart, mind, soul, and life be met according to Your riches and glory. Lift up those that are downcast. Refresh those that are weary from the battle. Strengthen those who have no might. In their inner man, let the Spirit of God rise up within them. For Lord, we are more than conquerors in You. And all the glory and all the praise will go to You for the working of Your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we've been looking at the book of Ezekiel, the Valley of Dry Bones. And let's now look at, again, verse 4 and 5, where Ezekiel was commanded to prophesy to those bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Praise God. So we see here an act of prophesying that Ezekiel is instructed to do. And as again, I've been relating that to us. You may not feel you're any great prophet of the Lord, but we all may prophesy. That's what the New Testament says. And prophesy not just by bringing a word of encouragement in terms of a local congregation, but prophesying to our situation, prophesying to ourselves. And like, get up and don't be discouraged. Don't sit there and feel sorry for yourself. Get up and praise the Lord. When we put on those garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness, we'll see things start turning around. When we start having a grateful, thankful heart instead of murmuring and groaning and complaining how hard it is, we'll see the Lord turn things around for us. Just, I've often thought, can you imagine when we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us? Can you imagine what He has to put up with some of us, the moods and the states we get in to be grouchy and grumpy? He's stuck there. he can't leave. Wouldn't it be nice if we could make a better habitation for Him? That's why the Word says, think upon those things that are good and sweet and lovely and of a good report. Well, not sweet, that's not the word, but you know what I'm trying to say. Because that's what the Holy Spirit is used to. That's what heaven is like. And He wants us to be partakers even now. We're already seated with Him in heavenly places. Amen? So let's just lighten up and let's just let God refresh us. And He'll do that when we do things His way. It's just like a child that pouts and crosses its arms and stamps its feet. I ain't going away, I'm going away. Well, you just stand there and let the child do what he wants to do until he decides that he's, you know, wants to come out of that corner and do the things he should. So that's sometimes how the Lord lets us stew in our own juices until we say, enough, okay, Lord, I'm ready. Have Your way. Praise God. So what do we see? We see the act of prophesying to the dry bones. There's a twofold remedy here. He's commanded to speak to the bones on God's behalf. That's what our prophesying dove, speaking to ourselves, speaking to others the word of the Lord. And then to the wind in verse 9, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain. Breathe upon these slain that they may live. Praise God, that they may live. Hallelujah. So in prophesying to the wind, he's commanded to speak to God. See the difference? One, he was speaking to the bones, then he's speaking to God, the Spirit of God. Come, breath, the Ruach of God, the Spirit of God, preaching the Word of God, and then praying for the Holy Ghost. You see, you can't separate them. There are many places today that are, they're wonderful churches. They are preaching the whole counsel of God, but then there needs to be the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, the church was birthed at Pentecost. Whether the church wants to admit it or not, or the body of Christ wants to admit it or not, whether the Baptist wants to admit it or not, we're Pentecostal. We were birthed on Pentecost. This was the state of the church, beloved, the place where the power of the Lord came. I don't think you can debate that. It's what's in Scripture. That's what Acts says. Jesus said, tarry. He breathed on them. Remember when he came through the closed doors, he said, he breathed on them. He said, receive the Holy Ghost. They were saved at that time, but he said, don't go anywhere. You stay in Jerusalem. Tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He commanded that. He said, it's necessary I go that the Comforter may come. And so when they were gathered together in one accord, the Spirit of God came. Beloved, when we can get in one accord, not only in our churches to bring the power of God, but beloved, when we can get in one accord within our very being. There's a phrase, I don't know where it is in Psalms, unite my heart to fear thy name. Sometimes we can be so dismembered, just like those skeletons, like those bones. They were all cut off. They were all separate. They weren't joined together like they should be normally. Sometimes your body, your spirit, your soul, you're all fragmented, and you're torn apart. When we're whole, what's healthy? It means to be whole. Many times we're not whole, but we need to be united. We need the Spirit of God to unite our very being. Can you hear what I'm saying? And only God can do that. It's the power of God. It's the Word of God. You can't separate them. Isaiah 48 and 11 says, concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. God is wanting us to call out for the power of the Spirit, to call out for God's power. He hasn't changed. The church has changed. It's so easy in this life we live, in this humdrum existence of the day-to-day routine, we can lose sight of the vision. That's why we have to lift up our eyes to the hills. Look, go into the high places. He makes our feet like hind feet, that they can walk upon our place, our high places. We can leap upon the high places. Those that know their God can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Mighty men of valor. This is what God is calling to his people. He's calling to you. He's calling to me to rise up in the power and the anointing of God. The church was birthed in Pentecost. You were birthed when you were saved by the power of God. It wasn't your own effort. Yes, you acquiesced. Yes, your will agreed, but it was God's power that created you a new creature in Christ. His power is not limited. His arm is not shortened. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God is wanting us to say, Lord, give us more of you. Hallelujah to the name of our God. Praise God. Well, I feel the presence of the Lord, but let's go on in the teaching. What were the components or parties, if you will, of the vision? Well, who was involved in this vision? Well, there was the Lord, right, first of all, and then there were the dry bones. Now, as I said, there's two applications, literal, natural Israel, as well as the body of Christ, spiritual Israel. And those who are the body of Christ are Jew and Gentile, were joined together as one man. So there was the Lord, there were the dry bones, which is the body of Christ coming together as a great army. And then there was leadership ordained by God. There was Ezekiel, right? He played the role in speaking to the bones, speaking to the wind, the Spirit of God. And so, beloved, the leadership in today's body of Christ, we need to pray for leadership. Pray for your pastor. Pray for ministers. Pray for those who are on radio, who are on television, missionaries. Huh? I know I can relate to that. Those who are out on the field, there's war, tremendous spiritual warfare. They need support of prayer in the Spirit, support in other tangible ways, financial ways. We need our leadership to be sensitive and obedient to the Spirit of God. Remember that question that the Lord asked Ezekiel in verse 3, can these bones live? Well, beloved, and Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. Well, this is faith in action. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The preaching is to be in the faith of God's promises. God is not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should fail. When God says something, he will do it. As he spoke to Habakkuk, though the vision tarry, it is yet for an appointed time. It surely will come and not tarry. Beloved, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. The Spirit quickened an army of men raised from the dead and ready to breathe out their God-given life in his service. Beloved, today God is raising up the body of Christ. He's raising you up. He's nurturing you. He's causing you to know and walk in the ways of the Lord, that this great army in the earth shall arise, though the times may get darker, though the enemy may fight, though the one world system is being established. There is a glory that's going to be revealed in the church before the end comes, that will give glory to God, and be, as the knowledge of God shall cover the earth as waters cover the sea. For the Spirit of the Lord would say to you, my beloved, even at this moment, receive an impartation of my power, even a double portion of my anointing, that shall see the yoke destroyed in your life. Be not discouraged, look not back, for today is a new day in which you shall walk in a higher road, in a higher plane, where you shall experience my presence, where you shall know that when you call out unto me in prayer, I shall hear you and I shall move. It may not be in the way that you expect or the way in which you ask, but by my divine wisdom, I am answering in accordance with what is the best answer, the best solution. And you shall give me praise, for you shall see the hand of your God tear down barriers, and you shall walk in a straight path, and you shall not be turned aside. Praise me even this day, for I am your God. I am with you, and I shall not fail you, says the Lord. Praise the name of our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for his anointing. Praise God. Well, I pray that you've been blessed. I pray you receive the word of the Lord. And Holy Spirit, I just seal this word that your beloved can take this word with them in their day-to-day life. The enemy won't steal it, but Lord, they'll walk in a newness of life in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, the announcer is going to give our contact information. Do take a moment just to write down that address, send an email. I'd love to hear from you. I know you'll be blessed as I respond back with what the Lord gives. God bless you. I love you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.